Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, you guys. It's Friday.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hi, Mark. How did it go? Oh, my God. You're just absolutely glowing. It must have gone great yesterday for John's birthday.
I'm glowing.
Aren't you?
Am I? Here, let me turn myself red.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you. Must have been a good time yesterday.
We did. We had, I mean, it's, you know, it's fun. It's like 56 birthdays. It's, you're kind of over it, but it's
kind of
a good time. Well, I don't know. You are. You're way more over the birthdays than most people. Like, I still love my birthday. It's always like a special day, you know? Like, you don't know what could happen, and John got a surprise thing, and, you know. Yeah, a little session.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, there's the upside.
Oh, I'm glowing because of that? No, that was all him. And really not that much to do with me. A little dirty talk, a little whack-a.
Yeah, look at what it does for you. You should really try to keep up.
Really? Regimen. I see what this is. Yeah, Sarah, you look amazing because of, you know, doing your wifely duties. Yeah. Well, he's a good man, and I'm happy to put out for him. I just couldn't get enough.
How hard is it to get that out of your mouth?
Not that hard. God. It isn't that hard, and
he's
so
a
it's
good man. Jesus Christ.
He's a good
Come
man.
On.
He deserves it. He deserves God. It.
Okay.
He deserves it. Whatever he gets. He's in a great mood after that all day, you know, having a fun birthday. Made himself his own dinner. Because if I made it, it would be like bacon and eggs. Like, you know, yum, but birthday dinner, not really. And then he bought himself. I go, do you really think I'm not going to do anything for your birthday besides the one thing? He comes home with his own cake. I'm like, John, I've got it covered. Now we have two cakes.
Cake is good. I mean,
sure, I get, you know, how much cake do you want in the house, though? I like to have one slice of cake and then everyone has a slice and then we throw the rest out because we shouldn't really have that in the house. Otherwise, mom will eat it all. So now we have two cakes and whatever.
I can't remember if everything's ruined because of the shelter in place time-wise for me. I don't know, but I remember a cake being one of my favorite cakes is carrot cake. I remember the thing being in the house with us, and I just ended up eating like, I don't know, a giant chunk of cake a day until it was gone.
Well, someone's got it. It's not going to eat itself then. So
it's hard to, like, I that's why. Well, very much like you, I'd prefer it not be in the house.
Yeah.
Because that carrot cake's hard to walk past.
Well, the thing was, I got cupcakes. I got four cupcakes.
Oh, there you go.
So that was going to be, like, we put some candles in them. We sing happy birthday. He blows out the candles after making whatever wish he has for his 56th year, or his 57th year, I guess, whatever it technically
is. Let me out of here.
Right. Let me out of here. No way, man. He loves his life. It's a great place.
You don't think he wants the pandemic to be over?
Sure, he does, but he doesn't want to get out of here. This is, like, our life is, you know, as close to normal as we can make it. He's, you know, this is other than, I guess, our kids are around all the time. But anyway, so I get the four cupcakes, and then now, so we ate those last night, and now there's a whole cake in there, and
beautiful.
It's gonna be whatever, where I was going with that, but I'm sure it was fascinating.
Kind of
anyway, it was. It was a good day. He made his own dinner. Oh, he got a song from his kid, so that was super, super funny and cool. And it's I'll send it to you, Vinny. It's a lyric.
Was it made
video.
For his dad, or was it just his kid's?
Oh no, no, it's just the thing.
No, that's
that,
just the newest hit.
It's just the newest hit from his.
All right.
His band. This is what a great mom I am. My kid's band's name is Can of Bliss, as in cannabis, and the whole song is about smoking pot. So it's just great. I am winning at the parenting game.
That's trendy now, Sarah.
Yes, apparently. And there's a line in there. I was like, oh, you know. He's like, Mom, I'm just expressing teen angst. I'm like, okay, if you say, but if you need me, I'm here. If you need to talk.
Oh, there was a concerning line in the song. Really?
Slightly concerning. But he's like, nah, it just rhymed, and you know, he reassured me, and I thought, okay. You want to go back and talk to your therapist more, dear? So,
oh boy.
I know. Whatever. Look, it's day by day. But, you know, I try to check in, talk to him, give him a hug, love him up a little bit. You know, probably a little bit more than he wants, but that's who I am. I'm a very affectionate person. I need love, and I need to give it. So anyway, we had a fun, we had lots of laughs, and then we watched Big Brother, and I couldn't believe that Memphis was still on there, but apparently he didn't say the N-word, so.
Apparently he did or didn't?
Didn't.
Did they address it? Because I was going back and forth,
they did not,
missed the first 5 minutes.
They did not address it. And so I went, what? Why is this guy still on here and they're acting like nothing's happening? And then I read a million stories, and I listened to the thing a couple times, and then Brinny, you should listen to it again too. Apparently the word he said, this is the whole story, here we go. He said David is an idiot, apparently. So, okay. And CBS is sticking by that, and everything else is out the window. But I did find out that they have a Celebrity Big Brother going on in England.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was dancing, a girl is friends with a black man in the house, and they were dancing, and she said something along the line, and I'm not sure what she's getting at, but she said, you pushing that out at me, N-word, and he went on as though nothing had happened, and she continued on, and they said, come to the diary room, get your crap, you're out of here. So that was, and that apparently didn't even air on the live feed. Yeah. So the producer said, absolutely not, you're out, boom. Cut her from the show. And these are also, you know, they do a Celebrity Big Brother over there. I think they do that a lot. Like most of their Big Brothers seem to be celebrity versions. Like,
hold on,
even,
I'm not
like,
sure I
Caitlin...
understand the story. So were they dancing with each other?
The two people were dancing in the house, the white lady and the black guy, and she makes a comment, and, you know, possibly even affectionately, like a jokey friend thing, but it doesn't matter. N-word is verboten, and she's
right
out of the house.
All right.
So I know that I don't believe Big Brother America and Big Brother England have any affiliation other than they're both the same game. I doubt the production companies are the same. I really don't know, though. But I do feel like if he had said the N-word, they absolutely would have pulled him out. Like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, okay, maybe he did say idiot. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear it originally, and the only version I heard of it was the bleeped one, or the one you guys played yesterday, so I don't know at all either, but
Well, maybe we can play it. If he's saying idiot, can we play it?
I'd rather not. Hard whisper, and he whispers it really quick, and it's so soft. The audio sucks. And so since it was all bleeped, the ones I looked at, I was like, you know what? And when I listened to it, I kind of just assumed that he said it, even though it was so underneath. And it was
so when you heard it,
the proper amount of syllables.
It's true. You know? We put in there's an extra syllable in idiot. Like, I don't know.
The whispering was tough.
It is. It's hard to tell. So Anyway, well, I'll tell you more if there is. I don't think that.
Well, no, it's worth repeating. I think that was a big story yesterday, and I absolutely was expecting. I was busy.
Yeah, I was like, "What's that guy doing on there?"
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said that I was like, "What is that guy doing on there? Why is that guy here? And why are they?"
I had been looking for the story that is he's been thrown off. I was expecting, yeah, like when I finally got back to my computer before the show even started. I didn't see anything. I saw the stories about it that people thought they heard, or people were calling for this guy's, you know, firing or removal or whatever. And
cancel Memphis.
Then when I got to the show, there he was there, and I just went, "All right, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I was too busy to sort of follow up on the story." So anyway, I think it's certainly worth repeating because I think that.
Well, it's outrageous, you know, if he said it, and if he didn't, then he shouldn't be, I guess we should let it go.
Well, I do think that it's hard to believe that he'd be that stupid if even, but then if that's a word that's on the tip of his tongue all the time, maybe it's possible.
That's exactly what we were talking about last night. Like that, for that to slip out means that's a word you use all the time. Like that's a word that there's all kinds of like complexes in us that keep us from saying that. I feel like that would never just fall out of my mouth. Right?
A lot of kids say it because it's in the music that they hear. And if you look at kids' posts, and this is one of the things that keeps coming up for these young celebrities, they get, someone goes back and looks at their stuff and says, this person uses the N-word and they're, yes, they were 12, but that's a tough one.
It is
one.
True. It's all over many popular songs. There's no question.
I think it's a conversation parents have to have with their kids, but unfortunately not everybody has that relationship with their kids. I've certainly heard hanging around the beach, checking surf, being in a parking lot, looking out over the ocean. Lots of people from different neighborhoods, you know, arrive to either, you know, do whatever they do. And I've definitely heard young kids who are not black using that word. And I'm shocked by it. And yet it's very clearly very normal for them. It's part of
it
their
rolls
vocabulary.
Off like it's no problem
to call each other that or to, and it's, they're
and
not using it.
Nobody reacts to it. Right.
In a way that is that, you know, they're shouting that at an African-American, they're using it among themselves the same way African-Americans use it among themselves. So,
right. It's their cool word to use, but
I guess
it turns out it's not that cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. I'm certainly worth repeating.
Yeah, I guess so.
I left here and went, I brought my kid with me to the Toyota dealer.
Oh, fun. Oh my God, what is funner than hanging around at a car dealership? I can't think of one thing.
And we pull up for our 10:45 appointment time now mom's van, her minivan, I should say. We're getting the oil changed and the tires rotated, and there are 25 cars in front of me for my 10:45 appointment. And I'm like, what happened to you guys? What's going on here? I made an appointment. Why am I?
Right.
I know there's, you know, and they were like, we're understaffed. We've got, there's COVID-19 and there's been fires in the area and people who live here are, and I just went, oh man. All right. How long is this going to be? It was 3 hours. The 1 hour appointment was 3 hours.
Oh boy. Well,
so,
I mean, at least
me
you
and
got
my daughters,
it done with, you know.
Sat there in the yard of the Toyota dealership and chatted each other up. And then the old video player came out and she was about as happy as a little girl could be.
You had both daughters with you or just the
youngest? No, just the one. Just the older one, yeah.
Oh, just the older one?
Just the older one.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
well,
school
at least,
was long out by the time I left work yesterday. Ugh.
Oh, what is going on with the school?
It's short days, man.
Like,
I don't know
like
how it is for everyone.
Minuscule.
Yeah, I don't know how it is for everyone, but there's no doubt that she's done quickly each day.
So she starts at 8:30? What time?
8:30 and is done by like 9:30.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to say.
I probably shouldn't say too much about that.
No, I don't. maybe they're ramping up. I mean, that was the initial idea that people were texting in. Hey, they're just starting. Give them a break. They're just getting going. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to say to it or about it. Luckily, she's only in first grade, so there's not a lot she's going to miss this is what the school days are like. But, man, I hate to think someone who's in that pivotal, like, fifth, sixth, seventh, where the math starts to switch and become a little more real and a little less calculator-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it can't be. This has to be like first grade stuff because.
All right.
Although I was just thinking, like, maybe everything they need to know is boiled down into 1 hour, like that they can get it all out there in 1 hour, and the rest of the day is just daycare. Like, I mean, is that, you know, like you said, okay, there's a certain amount of time you're transferring classes. You got yourself a.
You got a recess, you got a lunch, sure.
Yeah, but it does seem like there was important stuff. Well, the thing is, the other important stuff that you learn there is how to deal with other people. So that's a huge part of school. But maybe in first grade, really, you know, whatever their end goal accomplishment is, they say, well, here's basically what we're teaching you, and here's your little assignment. Do they have a little assignment every day?
I believe so, yes. I know that she was part of the mission yesterday while I brought these little beach chairs with us and we sat down on in the Toyota dealership yard with our masks on.
They have a little lawn going there. Is that cute?
We were like behind some truck just sitting there.
Well,
just found a spot where I felt like, all right, we're far enough away from everybody and here's our little area and you want to be in the sun or the shade. Oh, shade! Thank God. Whew.
Yeah,
and then you know,
preferable.
Well, yeah, and then because Dad gets hot, and I don't want to sit here and sweat like a pig for 3 hours. So thank God for the shade.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, just one of those things. So we got it done, and mom's van is styling now. She's so fun.
Well, luckily you have the third car. I mean, that's, you know.
Oh,
although
yeah,
no one's really going anywhere. There's really only one person leaving the house at any given time, right? I mean.
Right. We can't justify replacing her car now that it's gone forever. At least now. So
not
she
right
is going
right?
to drive the van. That's the way it's going to go.
No problem. It's a minivan, you know.
Right.
I love minivans.
I do too. But she had an aversion to them to begin with. That was the reason for the other car she got.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever. It's lucky us.
I know.
We still
These
have
are
two
our
cars.
Problems. We still have two cars. Exactly. Yeah. Well, do you have big plans this weekend, or is it?
No. You know, I'm
just business as usual.
Yeah. I think that now that the air quality is considerably better, I'm going to be able to get some exercise. I didn't yesterday because that thing took many more hours than expected. But yeah, I'll get some exercise and it's all good. And I'll, you know, and we'll continue to try and not catch COVID because that's I check up with people,
the goal,
it becomes like the sort of ground, the base level of how are things? Not great, but we're not sick. Okay. High five.
Isn't that funny? It's no one's sick. Everything else sucks, but no one is sick. And that's what we're trying to avoid. And listen, you want to avoid it because while some people get it very lightly and some people are asymptomatic, other people are knocked flat on their backs and some people die. So let's just, you know, just a reminder, this thing's effing serious. And
hey,
yes.
Before we start, I wanted to mention this because I got a text. Actually, it was a call that came into my phone while I was downstairs eating dinner. But Vaughn had texted me. And I was like, oh, Vaughn, or maybe, you know, I don't know, or whatever. So I text him back and I'm like, hey, you know, what's up? And his text is, I've moved to LA. I won't be back. Love you. Thanks for the, you know, the memories or whatever. And I was like, ah.
I know.
So,
I had
of course,
a long
I wrote him back.
Conversation with him
was,
yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. He called me and we chatted for a while and laughed about. You know, yeah, he's just, I love Vaughn. I think he's great.
Vaughn's great.
I'm sad that, you know, that's one of the big things that's changed for our show. As you, if you ever watched The Looking Glass, right, that's, you know, where you'd know Vaughn from. And he, at live shows, he would come on, and he was just a good friend. And we used to have all these little, like, secret jokes together about music and the 70s. And we just, you know, how it is with coworkers. It's just, but he was in a good frame of mind, and he's really psyched about his new gig. And so he seemed like he was in a positive frame. And he just sort of wanted to, I'm sure it's exactly what he said to you. He just really wanted to say officially and he handled it right.
He handled it correctly, even though that's a horrible sort of weird thing. He could have just been like, poof.
Right.
I mean, he is a wizard, but...
That is true.
It was right there. It was asking Wanda. For me. It wanted me to say it. Thank you, Bryn. Right. Anyway, I'm glad he wrote. I was glad that we got to say goodbye to each other. I was hoping to see him again, but... Yeah. If he's on his way to his thing, and I'm just going to sit here and root for him. I'm happy for him, and he's a super talented kid. He's got his writing is what really I think will be the thing that, you know, launches him. But
right,
this is like he works for Beats, and he's going to be in LA, and he's going to be busy. And that's great.
It's actually a great opportunity, and it's so it can't be anything but happy for him. Sorry to lose him as part of the show, but this has been, you know, the year of losing things. So best of luck to Vaughn the Wizard. And he said he's still going to be doing some of those shows and showcases and stuff. And occasionally that'll happen up here. So he'll let us know and we'll help him do a little promotion for him and stuff.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Happy Friday. Let's get this thing rolling. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.